everybody. This is Anna Sisk. How are you guys doing today? Happy Sunday. You know, usually I do these podcasts during the week. And, you know, I don't really do them on the weekend because I try to focus on family time. But I've got some downtime right now to myself. So I am on here. I hope everybody had a beautiful Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving was a very good time to do some reflection on what I'm thankful for, and you know, make me realize that it's not all about me. It's about family. It's about loving people, even if they don't love you back the way you want them to. You know, it's called growth, and I feel like, you know, I've grown a lot. You know, even though I still feel some things, and, you know, I'm still working through those things. I'm still working and healing through some things that I've had to deal with for a long, long time. And I think that, you know, people are really suffering out here. And usually I talk about business. If you don't know who I am, I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a network marketer. I, you know, been working from home for a long time, and just making money from home, and, you know, seeing how that side of the spectrum works and not working a 9-to-5. So I usually talk about business, but today I'm going to talk about something that's personal. I'm going to talk to you about something that I think that a lot of people need to know. When I say this with good intentions, and I hope I don't hurt people's feelings. I hope people don't get hurt by the things that I say. But I think that reality really hits you when you start, you know, looking at your life and then hearing about other people's lives. You know, I was on TikTok right now, and I sometimes scroll through TikTok, and I, of course, you know, my For You page is full of, you know, relationship advice and network marketing stuff and, you know, makeup and all that good stuff, right? Everybody has tips, and everybody has, you know, good content to give you. You know, some people are very inspiring. Some people are very, you know, just uplifting. But what I've noticed in the last couple days of scrolling on TikTok and really looking at social media as a whole, you know, I really realize that there's a lot of people that are hurting. There's a lot of people that are unhealed. There's a lot of people that are really self-destructive. And what I want to talk about is, you know, basically the topic today is going to be, you know, heal yourself. You know, I think that when I talk about that, I don't mean like externally, like if you're in, you know, dealing with a sickness and heal yourself and stuff like that. I'm talking about healing emotionally. I'm talking about, you know, getting some help, you know, where it's needed. And, you know, a lot of people are walking around this world right now very, very confused, very hurt in their heart. They've been traumatized by past relationships and things that people have done to them. People have a lot of mental things that they're dealing with. And the behavior of people has become very toxic in some areas, where I see that, you know, men are talking about how, you know, they want to be good to a woman, but somehow when they do become a good person to someone, then that person somehow disappoints them and hurts them, right? And then they go back to being, you know, the bad boy, the bad person that they used to be. And this guy really caught my attention right now, because I was like, he was talking about how he was off TikTok for 5 months, and then he came back. You know, he was trying to be a good boyfriend. He was trying to be everything that this girl wanted, and he was trying to focus on his relationship with her, to give her his attention and time, and not be on social media, and just devote his time to this girl. But unfortunately, this girl ended up cheating on him, And then what he thought, you know, was she was a good girl, because he thought that this was going to be like a big change for him, right? He wanted to change for her. He wanted to become a better person because he was a bad boy. That's what he said. And so then this girl, in return, treated him like shit and then cheated on him. And then now he went back to being who he was before he met her. And so you could tell by what he was saying in his voice and the way he was displaying his anger, right, towards the situation, on this is why, you know, this is why people, you know, mess up. This is why people are who they are, because someone, you know, just destroys their heart, and then they have to be this shitty person, you know, and it's because it's someone's fault, right? And I get that. I do. I get that. I get that people out here hurt people. I get that. I get that people sometimes fall into, things that they shouldn't be doing to someone else. I get that, that people hurt each other and they're constantly just, you know, playing this part of pretending to be happy when they're not, or whatever the situation is. But I do know this, okay? If you have not healed yourself, as far as if you've had some traumatizing things in your relationship, if you have had maybe a fallout relationship with your parents, if you've had a very destructive pattern of a life where maybe you were sexually abused by your father or mother, or maybe you have some internal things that you're dealing with, and you're looking for somebody to fix that, right? Because sometimes when we have a lot of trauma, we look to another person for the solution to that trauma. We people cheat on people, I believe, because they are very unhealed. They have this gap or hole in their heart of looking to be edified by someone else, worshiped by someone else. And, you know, the deception of it feels good at the time, but yet they know it's not good behavior. It's a destructive behavior, but yet they pursue it because they just want to feel alive or just somehow happier or somehow fulfilled. But what people don't understand is that when you look to other people to fill in gaps that they have no place to fill, then that's when you fall into the destructive behavior like this young man just displayed on TikTok to me. And I feel like it's a need out in the world to talk about these subjects, because people are out here destroying one another because they cannot fill that gap of what hole is in their soul and in their heart. And they're trying to fulfill it with sex. They're trying to fulfill it with drugs. They're trying to fulfill it with alcohol. They're trying to fulfill it with popping pills. They're trying to fulfill it with, you know, doing things that they shouldn't be doing. And so my thing and my solution of what I've experienced in my life, because, you know, I've had trauma. You know, I've been raped. I've had, you know, bad things happen to me. I've done bad things. I've, you know, been a really bad person at one point in my life. I understand what it's like to be toxic and to have toxic behavior and patterns, but all it does is leave you in an empty hole. I know from experience that if you continue to live in a toxic environment, you will self-destruct and you will hit rock bottom really fast. And you will lose everything that you wanted to have in your life, and you will destroy everyone that is attached to you. And so I understand that behaviors and you know, just addictions and all these things are only temporary band-aids to whatever you're going through. So when you try to put just a band-aid, that band-aid eventually is going to, you know what I'm saying, that wound, whatever you're dealing with, is still going to be there if you do not address it. If you try to ignore it, if you try to fulfill it with something else, if you try to, you know what I'm saying, just, you know, do everything under the sun to try to pretend like it doesn't exist, then what you're going to do is you're going to self-destruct. And so what I did, right, my solution and my would help me get out of this toxic behavior and toxicity of environment, I decided to get therapy. I decided to go to get counseling. I decided to talk to someone about my problems because I knew that I could not fix them myself. I needed someone to talk to, and I got spiritual counseling. You know, that's when I went, you know what I'm saying, to church, and I, you know, got counseled by several people. And I remember just going through that healing process, which took about almost a couple years. I even still now still, you know, connect with my spiritual counselor because I feel sometimes that I need to talk to somebody. But I feel that if you don't do this, if you don't get some type of therapy, or you don't try to heal with your emotional baggage or whatever happened to you, you're going to carry that out into every relationship, every situationship, every, you know, even your job, even everywhere you go. You're just not going to be a happy person with nothing in your life. And you're going to be left very empty with trying to figure out, you know, what you should do or how you should feel, or, you know what I'm saying? So I feel, you know, there's a need in this world that so many people need to understand that you can't go through life pretending, and you can't go through life, you know, just filling in the gaps, like I said, with sex, drugs, alcohol, and all that stuff, because that's just temporary stuff. And I feel like, you know, so many people are trying to do these things and go through this, you know, pattern of just doing this over and over and over again until you lose everything. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like it's just sad to me that we have broken families right now. We have, you know, divorce. The divorce rates are really high. You know, we have, you know, single mothers and single fathers. We have, you know, all these babies without their fathers or mothers. You know what I'm saying? We have, you know, people just making ungodly decisions and with just, you know, just all these lies, and everybody just living this in this world, just destroying one another. And I feel like if we had more people that really said, you know what, I need help. If we had people that said, you know what, I can't go on this way. I can't continue to be this person. I can't continue to lie. I can't continue to do this and hurt my family and hurt myself and hurt everybody around me. If you stop and just really address yourself and really understand that you need to stop your behavior and you need to fix it, and you need to fix it now before you destroy everything and everyone in your life. I feel like if we just went and got help and went to see a therapist, or went and got counseling, or, you know what I'm saying, or turned ourselves to, you know, someone that could help us, I believe that we would become a better nation. I think we would be healed. You know what I mean? There's children right now that are probably planning to do, you know, destructive things. Like, you hear about these, you know, school shootings, you hear about, you know, all these kids going to the mall and shooting up the malls and, you know, the movie theaters and what have you. And it's to the point where does the chaos stop? Where, you know what I'm saying, are we lacking the solution? And I believe that the solution is that a lot of people need to get some help. And I don't mean like help where you take a bunch of antidepressants and all that stuff. I'm not trying to tell you to self-medicate with a bunch of pills, you know, become so sedated that you don't know anything. I'm talking about getting real counseling and help for your mental health. I'm talking about really healing, you know what I'm saying, your mental state of mind. Because that's the only way I believe that people are really going to walk around healed around this place. I think that it's just sad to me that we have no solution, you know, and that people are out here saying, well, this is who I am. You know, I try to change, but I couldn't change because someone else did something else to me. And now I'm going to go back to being that person that I was. It's like, it's almost like you're looking for a solution in a person, and there's never going to be a solution in a person. Let me let you know that if you are broken, if you are hurting, okay, if your heart is broken, okay, you will never find the solution by being with someone else. okay? Because people can't fix you. And I know that from experience. People can't fix you. They can't, you know what I mean? They're just temporary band-aids if you're trying to make someone be your savior. Because, you know, people can't save you like that, okay? You need to save yourself. And the only way that you're going to save yourself is if you go and get some help for yourself. And, you know, I think that it's just something I needed to bring up to you guys, because I feel like I'm responsible for some reason to tell you guys, because I do have this, you know, podcast, and I do have, you know, my audience. I do have a lot of people that follow me on social media. I do have that, you know what I'm saying, that voice. And if I don't tell you guys what it is that helped me get out of that state of mind, okay, because it got me to the point, I'll tell you, where, you know, I've said it before, where I almost lost my life because I felt like I was going down a rabbit hole that I could not get out of. I was drowning, basically. I was drowning. And I literally was suffocating to the point where I didn't want to be here. My existence was suffocating me. And so a lot of people feel this way. A lot of people feel this way. And I feel like, you know, if I don't tell you guys the truth and, you know, unmask, you know what I'm saying, what everybody sees on social media, because a lot of people see me and they think that I have it together. They think that, you know, well, you know, Anna looks like she has it together and she, you know, has a family, you know, she does this and she's on social media, and I make it look real easy for you guys. But you guys have to understand that where I went, where I came from, where I was, to where I am now, is I'm a totally different person than I was 15 years ago. I'm a totally different person than I was 20 years ago. So now when I deal with, you know, emotional hurts, you know, because, you know, I still have them, you know, I still have things that I deal with, but I don't let them suffocate me. I don't let them overtake me anymore. They don't have power over my thoughts and my mind, where I'm going to be a different person, where I'm going to change the way I am, where I'm going to treat people less. It's just not going to happen, because I know who I am now. I know who I am. I know what I am, and I know what I, you know what I'm saying, what I can do and how I'm going to treat people. And sometimes, you know what I'm saying, I do want to go back to that person that I was 20 years ago, when, you know what I'm saying, I would be so vengeful and so mean and nasty, you know. And I'm telling you guys this because, you know what I'm saying, I have, you know what I'm saying, where a tendency where people push me so far that I'm like, you know what, I am like 2 seconds away from being who I was 20 years ago and letting them have it, because I am just that way. I was that way before. Like, if you came for me, I was going to come for you. If you try me, I was going to try you. That's how I was. But now, you know, I'm a totally different person than I was then. You know what I'm saying? And I don't ever want to be the person that I was 20 years ago or 15 years ago. I don't ever want to be that person. Because that person was not a healthy person. That person was toxic. That person was, you know what I'm saying, just unbearable. That person was not a good person. That person was self-serving. And you know what I'm saying? And some of you are going through this right now. Some of you are in this behavior and pattern where you're very selfish. You're, you know what I'm saying, you think about yourself. You don't care who you hurt. You don't care if this is right or wrong. You're going to do it anyway. You know, some of you, you know, you're not looking at the consequences of your behavior. All you're doing is living out your life because you feel like you're entitled to live it that way, because you go out and work and earn your money, and you know nobody could tell you what to do because you work hard and you deserve everything that you want and desire. Well, I'm sorry to tell you folks, but that doesn't make it right. That doesn't make it right to treat people like shit, or to lie to people, or to hurt people, or to play with people's hearts, or to pretend that you care about someone when you don't. You know, all this deception and lies catches up to people. And that's what people don't understand. You know, and I could tell you that because it happened to me. And I You know what I'm saying? I could tell you that it just was not a good thing for me to be that way. And I'm telling you guys not to let people turn you into a monster. You know, and so, you know, some of you are in this monster phase right now, and I understand that. And I understand that you've been hurt before, and that people have hurt you, and that you carry around probably a lot of baggage, you know, from your past, from your parents. Like I said, some of you may have been sexually abused, and you don't trust anyone. You know, you don't believe that there could be love because you've never been loved. All you've been is abused and used. And I get that. I get that. And it doesn't make it okay for people to treat you bad. And I'm not saying that it's okay for people to treat you bad or people to hurt you, and that, you know, you not acting a certain way or getting revenge is not, you know what I'm saying? It, you know, because I understand that some people need to have that. But what I'm telling you is when you become healed and you've healed yourself and you go to therapy and you get counseling and you really let it out and you really start realizing that, you know what? You don't need to stoop down to anyone's level. That you don't need to be that monster. You know what I'm saying? That you don't need to be that person. That self-destructive person and have self-destructive behavior just because someone hurt you. And a lot of people are hurting each other. I'm seeing it so constant on social media. I mean, it's like every other For You story. I'm like, is everyone cheating? Is everyone lying? Is everyone hurting each other? Is everyone physically abusing their spouse? Is everybody, I mean, you know, are we that toxic as a nation now? I mean, what are we doing out here? Why are we living like this? Is pain the only thing we feel lately? And I know that's hard. Pain is real. And pain can make you do a lot of stupid things. Pain can make you into a person that you will not recognize. And all I'm saying is don't let it turn you into a monster. Don't let pain turn you into someone that you don't want to be. Because we all have it in us to hurt people. But it's a choice. It's a choice. And everything we do is a decision. You know, and like, I just never understood some people the way they do things. Like how a husband can, you know, kill his wife and kill his children and go about his life thinking that he can live with his lover. Like, I don't understand how, you know, women, you know what I'm saying, you know, just have a whole separate life outside of their marriage. I don't understand, you know what I'm saying, how we hurt each other so bad. It's like, or how all these children don't have their father in their life or never knew their father because their mother can't be straight with them, telling them that they had an affair with a married man and they're the bastard child. And even to be calling a child a bastard is just, you know what I'm saying, an atrocity. It's in itself. Because every child should feel loved. Every child should feel wanted. You know what I'm saying? And every person should feel loved and complete and whole. You know, and whatever's happened in our lives is just a reflection of, you know what I'm saying, what we've gone through. But that doesn't determine the outcome, or it shouldn't determine the outcome of the person that you are in society. And I think a lot of unhealthy relationships are stemming from all this pain that you've gone through from your child, stemming from your childhood, stemming from the people that have hurt you, stemming from your past and whatever past relationships you've gone through. I mean, there's girls on here on social media talking about this is their fourth relationship and all they do is get cheated on and lied to. And now they don't want to even date. They don't even want to get in a relationship with someone because they believe that no one is trustworthy anymore. And trust has been questioned now by male and females. And my thing is,
when are we going to walk in a healthy relationship and have faith and believe in someone again? When are we going to believe that there can be love? Like, I totally saw this guy talk about fuck love. Like, this girl said the same thing. She's like, fuck love. I don't believe in love. All men are trash. That's the new word, is all men are trash. That's the new sentence by females now. And now men are saying the same thing. So where is the problem, guys? Where is the problem? The problem stems from within us. Because healed people do not hurt anybody. Healed people will walk away from situations, but they will be like, you know what? That's your thing. You know what I'm saying? Like right now, if my husband was to cheat on me, per se, okay, and walk away from me, I would not be like, it's my fault. It wouldn't be my fault. You see what I'm saying? It would be his fault, his personal problem. And I wouldn't self-destruct saying that he was my whole existence. You know what I'm saying? You can't put your whole existence in somebody. If somebody loves you and wants to be your partner, wants to love you, then that's great. But if they want to walk away from you, you should not be destroyed by the fact that they walk away from you. You see what I'm saying? It's a different kind of thing when you're a healed person and you understand who you are and what you bring to the table to somebody. And if they can't see that, then it isn't your job to convince them. It isn't your job to prove to them. It's them that have to see it. And if they cannot see it, then that is their personal problem. You see what I'm saying? And so when you become a healed person inside, you understand your worth, you understand the value that you bring to the table, and you understand that there's not, you know, that if people cheat and lie on you and you're a good person and you're trying to live a good life and you're trying to give them a good, you know, relationship, but yet they can't see it, then I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? It isn't your job to convince them. And once you get in therapy and you start healing yourself as a person and realizing your worth and value, then you will see and treat relationships differently. And I think that that's where we need to get the solution, is if we go to therapy, get healed, and we realize our worth and value, then we're going to be worthy to someone else. We're going to be a better father, a better mother, a better husband, wife, whatever, girlfriend, boyfriend, friend, relative. We're going to be a better person overall. But if we do not do this, guys, if we do not get therapy and healing within ourselves and fulfill whatever's inside of us, then we cannot contribute to society in a good way. And that is why we have so many broken people right now. So I would recommend that you share this podcast with whoever you know is dealing with something, because they need to know. It's one thing for you to tell them that they need therapy, but it's another thing for them to hear it from a third party and say, you know what? You need to go to counseling. You need to go to therapy. Like, I believe that every divorced person, every person that has been in a relationship with someone long term for a long, long time, if you're going through something where separation or you guys broke up, whatever the situation is, then you need to go to therapy. Only because you need to understand that it isn't your fault and that you don't need to turn it into something where you feel that, you know what I'm saying? You feel that hole and you're never going to trust someone again. Because that's what happens to a lot of relationships, is that once people hurt you, it's very hard to trust again. It's very hard to trust somebody new. It's very hard to believe in something again. So getting counseling and talking to a therapist and really going through the steps of the healing process is necessary, so that way you can get back to being that person that you were created to be, which is whole. You know, get you a good therapist if you can afford it. I mean, you know, I would recommend, not a lot of people, you know, can afford it. And probably some people that maybe this podcast falls on, maybe some of you are like, hey, you know what? I can't afford that, Anna. How am I going to afford a therapist? Well, I can tell you this. If you have a local church in your area, most of the pastors and the faculty in the church, they have some spiritual counseling available for free. And so you need to connect with maybe, you know, one of those, you know, churches locally. I would recommend a Christian church, but whatever church and congregation that, you know, is in your local area, try to ask, you know, call them and ask them if they have any free counseling. And it's always good to look at those avenues because, you know, a lot of churches give you free counseling. I got free counseling for a lot of years. And thank God I did because I didn't have the money for a counselor. And that's how it helped me. That's what I'm telling you guys. So don't try to get out of it by saying, well, I can't afford it. You don't need to afford it if you go to a spiritual counselor or a local church in your area. And there's even some connection groups, probably on social media, on Facebook, that have, you know, maybe some free counseling. You just need to find it locally. So, I mean, those are the areas that you can look at first and then see, and then, you know, try to find something. But if you can afford it and you can afford a therapist, then that would be even better. But if you can't, that's another good thing to look at, right? It's your local church, your local community church. So, I mean, this is just, you know, some steps I'm telling you guys to take because I know how hard it is to deal with stuff emotionally right now. And there's a lot of people hurting. And it breaks my heart to see this, guys. It really does because people are breaking down on social media. They're crying. Literally they're in bed videoing themselves of being in bed for 3 days. You know, people are, you know, I mean, bawling their eyes out to the point where they can't even function. They can't go to work. They're not sleeping. One girl, she said she hasn't slept in a whole year. Like she slept maybe 2 hours a day. I don't know how she did that because, you know, your mental state is very important for you to get sleep and rest. And if you're not sleeping and these things are keeping you up at night and you're, you know, you're just stressed out over it, it's overtaking your life. I mean, that's how I know you need some counseling because you need to get that peace back in your life. You need to get back, you know, into that. And I'll tell you, I got closer to God and that's the whole reason why I believe that I am in my healing stage because God was the only way that I could understand that a person can't fill in the gap to save me. The only person that saved me was God. You know, and I can give credit to God because that's who saved me. But I mean, I was very broken. Man, was I broken. And I'll tell you, you know, if God could fix me, if God could make me whole again, I would do it all over again. I wouldn't hesitate. You know, and I know a lot of people are anti-religious and you don't believe in anything. And, you know, maybe you just like, well, I don't know if I want to do that. You know what I mean? That's your choice. That's your choice. Everything's a choice. I had my choice and I made my choice. You make your choice for you. Whatever's good for you, whatever works for you, then do that. But my thing is, guys, is that we just look to people, like I said, for a solution and we need to look within ourselves. We do. We need to take the pressure off someone else to save you. And so I hope that this helps you guys. I hope that this podcast reaches you and your friends and family, whoever needs to hear this today. And I do pray for you that you guys get the help that you need. Let's start healing in 2023. Aren't you tired of hurting? Aren't you tired of being in pain? I mean, I know I got to a point where I was tired. And I think if you're tired today, you really need to get that help, like I said. All right? So I love you guys and take care and I'll talk to you again. If you want to find me, I'm on Facebook at www.facebook.com/prosperityanna. Take care and get healed.